All right, the Oregon State Beavers churn out another win. Beavs now 4-1 on the season. And it wasn't pretty, but it was a win. 39-31, Oregon State knocks off Colorado State. And coming off a bye week, dinged up, two starters in the secondary out. Early in the game, you lose GM Griffin. Oregon State got back on the rails and they held off Colorado State. That is a really hard thing to do when things aren't going your way early. You got the injury bug that's been biting you left and right on a roster that we went into this season. What were we saying about the depth? It's just not there. It's gonna take a while for Oregon State to get depth back, and they're getting hit with it already. And you know, hopefully GM Griffin is back relatively soon. But at the same token, Anthony Hankerson and Javonte McCoy, boy, those two guys combined for 200 yards.
Quite the second half.
Holy smokes.
I mean, that first half you take and you throw it in the dumpster fire and you
burn it.
Just don't even recognize it. You know, mm-hmm. You turn the ball over, but you limit Colorado State. You limit Colorado State. The damage that you did not come back to bite you as aggressively as it could have. You as at Oregon State, you've been very, very good in the turnover differential department. You've taken care of the ball all season. The first time it doesn't really go your way, you find yourself two first half turnovers, and you're sitting there going, yeah, we only gave up 10. Look, you have two early turnovers, and you only give up 10 points. When you're a team that's not that explosive, you're sitting there thinking, okay, we're good. We're good. We can figure things out. And then you manage to score before the half, and you go out and this out of the first half not really terrified. And then obviously injuries now pile up a little, not necessarily pile up, but impactful injuries start landing, and you're like, well, how do we deal with this? Well, you've got a quarterback transfer who comes out and says, hop on my back, guys.
Yeah. And right now 4-1. I think at the beginning of the year, if you were to say, hey, Beavs start 4-1. How you feeling?
With your one loss being to Oregon, there you go.
Feeling pretty good about where things are at right now. Now, you do look down the schedule and you say, all right, you have UNLV in 2 weeks, right? This week you got Nevada Reno, which, I mean, Oregon State, I don't think anything is going to be like, chalk that up, that's a win. But you look down the schedule, you got UNLV, Cal, Washington State, Boise State. Those are four games that I think you were probably feeling a little bit more confident about Cal until they started playing this year. That is a tough out. They are a tough football team. Man, they're hard-nosed under Justin Wilcox. They gave Miami everything they could handle on Saturday night, and they deserve a little bit more credit. But they also have Air Force. You're going to be playing on the road in Colorado Springs, taking on the academy, so you know you're going to have to get ready for the triple option. They're just going to try to run the ball down your throat. Like, there's a lot of toss-up games remaining on this Oregon State schedule, especially if the war of attrition keeps biting you. But
also a reminder,
bowl eligibility, the goal?
It is the goal, and they're going to be fine there, but they might even do it more. Air Force Academy.
Be tough.
Something that doesn't, I don't think, gets brought up enough.
Yeah.
Not at 5,280 feet. It is at 7,250 feet.
Wow. Yeah, a mile and a half.
Yeah. You're sucking wind when you're up there.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Take that, Denver.
Yeah. It's 2,000 feet higher.
Denver.
1,600. 1,400. I can math, I swear.
Phenomenal skits on SNL with Nate Bargatze.
Fantastic.
The George Washington stuff, where he was like...
Oh, the first time he did it was great. They brought it back.
If you haven't seen it, go search it out. Mm-hmm. Well worth your time.
Because they did like a 5-minute one the first time they did it. And it was every iteration of the joke just got better. And yeah. It was like a snowball.
It starts
out small, and you're like, if you don't really know Bargatze's humor, you're like, okay, this is pretty funny. But it just keeps going and going and going. And then it starts to really hit.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Nate Bargatze is George Washington, mm-hmm. and he's telling his troops the vision of the United States that he has. It's gold.
Mm-hmm.
It is pure gold. They did, in total, probably like 8 minutes of showtime was to this one
bit
skit, and it was phenomenal. He also had a good golfing bit in there. SNL, really good. It was a good episode.
Dana Carvey as Joe Biden, too, was a home run. Absolute home run. It might have been better than his Ross Perot.
I like it.
It was incredible. SNL, I don't know if we can say it's back, but the fact that they're just firing off at everybody means they give a crap again. I love it.
Yeah, they're getting their fastball back. Yeah. I mean not great, no. But I mean they're getting their fastball back. I'm here for it. Anyways, to wrap up Oregon State. 4-1, double overtime, coming off the bye, look lethargic coming out the gate. You get the Jam Griffin injury early. There's a lot of adversity for this Beavs team. I thought they showed a lot of grit down the stretch, especially when you get things back on the rails. And here comes Colorado State to force the overtime, and you are able to pull that one out. Pull the rabbit out of the hat, do it again. You got a couple more, and this team is bowl eligible. I think that's a great spot to be in a program that is in seeing so much adversity and so much flux with the future of it. You're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to get creative, but I think every Oregon State fan knows this, and hopefully Jam Griffin is back in short order because Hankerson did a really good job of carrying the load, but that makes you razor thin. At the running back position. He and Hankerson and McCoy, unbelievable job running the football, though. So good on the Beavs, 4-1.
Find a way. That's kind of the theme of this week.
Yep.
It's like, you just find a way to win. And that's when you start reaching that kind of mid-season point when you do have injuries and things don't go your way, yep, or there's a little bit of wear and tear or things get weird. It's just, this is the thing that you can lean back and rely on, all your playmakers and your veterans. And even if they aren't long tenured veterans, as Gio McCoy is not, but he is a guy who just absolutely was said, hop on my back.
Yep.